You're listening to East Tennessee Zone, WDVX 89.9 FM in Clinton, Tennessee. This is Mary Lou in here with you. And who else do we have in here?
Webb Wilder and Jimmy Lester over here.
All right. Nice to have you guys. Very nice. You want to tell us what we heard there?
I thought you could probably
follow your voice.
You heard an old recording that's been remastered. We just re-released the first album, which was out of print. It's called It Came From Nashville. That song is called Poolside.
I love this thing. I've listened to it since I got it. I couldn't tell you how many times. I played a lot of it last night.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. How'd the show go, by the way?
Well, it was fun. A lot of people kept apologizing for the size of the crowd, but it was pretty good. There were pretty good many people out there. See, the basic careerist showbiz guy would go, there were millions of people there.
That's right. I did not know you were a DJ.
Yeah, I know I was going to be one. I was a DJ for about 9 months in the 70s, and then for about 3 months, 20 years later in 99, and then in 2001, I went to work for XM Satellite Radio, and I've been there ever since on Cross Country Channel 12.
What do you play?
We play, my program director calls it progressive country. Some people might call it alternative country or, roots rock. We certainly include all that.
Well, that's what I do. Mine's alt country, but that's such a broad range, actually. You're right. That's
what they called Waylon and Willie's music in the 70s was progressive country.
I know, and I personally think it's hip that Jesse Scott uses that term. It's a 70s term, but alternative country, categorizations are sort of frustrating to begin with, but we play Jimmy's band, Low Straitjackets.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, they're
that's awesome.
Not remotely country.
And this is for you, Michael Flanagan. I love you. The person who used to do this show, he passed away. And he was your biggest fan.
God bless him.
Your biggest fan, without a doubt. I don't want to bring a down note here, but I'll tell you what I do. I think one of my favorite cats on here is the Steve Forbert tune, that Samson and Delilah's Beauty Shop. It is absolutely awesome.
And that's live. That's one of the live ones.
Yes, it is.
And Jimmy's on drums on that one. All the live stuff and Rough Rider. Too, which is studio.
That's the original band members.
Jimmy is one of the original band members. Yeah. The other guys are gone, long gone. But of course, Bobby Field even predated Jimmy.
I'm the second original band member.
Yeah, Bobby Field was the drummer. I grew up with Bobby in Mississippi, and he played in the band. You know, from like he was really big in the planning stage of it and everything. But from like he played drums from like March till about November of '85, and then Jimmy took over and was playing nonstop for almost 10 years, and then the Low Straitjackets thing came along, and so now he's first call if he's available. You know, he's there. And but anyway, so Jimmy and I were doing tons of dates together back then, and he's on all the live stuff, and all the new bonus cuts are from that same live night back in '86.
Gosh, it's all really, really... I have this little system, all the double checks and the marks, and it's all good.
Wow, that's a big list. That's great.
It's all good. The creed. But a lot of people probably doesn't know who Bobby Field is.
The Ionizer.
That's right. Well, we're about to start a new album with him, probably before November 1st. He and I are both from a little town called Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he was playing drums in junior high bands when he was in the ninth grade, when I was in about the seventh grade, and we became best friends along the way. And early on, he always wrote songs, and he wanted to produce records, and I used to produce like 40-something records, and we both moved to Nashville in the 80s, and he chose Jimmy as his replacement. Saw Jimmy playing with Billy Joe Shaver. Where was that, the Bluebird?
The Bluebird. And that was a great, crazy night, because Bobby Whitlock got up and played with us.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd been there. I wasn't there.
I didn't know who it was at first. I didn't know he was like on Layla.
Right.
Who was this guy crashing the stage?
Wow.
That was the night him and Monty were there. So
you think we've moved up from the camper?
Yeah, I never knew about the camper. This is great. This is a very nice studio, folks, for those of y'all who haven't seen it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you. Well, what do you want to talk to us about?
Well, people have been asking me for a long time, when are you going to do a new album?
That's a good question.
We're going to do one soon. What's so great is that Landslide out of Atlanta, Georgia, put It Came From Nashville out in '87. And the ownership of the masters had, which were leased to them by another individual, recently reverted to me, and one of our fans hooked me back up with Landslide, and that's the label the new Deluxe Full Grown Edition is on, and they want us to do a new album, so we're jazzed. We're going to start that pretty soon.
That's awesome. I love it. Another one, Hoodoo Witch.
Now, I wish that album was in print. That's the Doodad album.
Yeah, Doodad. Yeah, I have that one. Acres of Suede.
That was the last one we did in 96.
Yeah, yeah. It's just all good. All good, all good. There's a... Gosh. It's R.S. Field. It's big right. producer. It's that's what I was talking about. I wasn't sure if, you know, a lot of people probably maybe didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, he produced R.B. Morris and Scott Miller and Billy Joe Shaver and Sonny Landreth and John Mayall and R.B. Morris and a lot of Knoxville people, John Davis, Allison Moore, and I'm sure I'm leaving some people out.
Yeah, I had her in live, too. I had Allison Moore in live. I tell you, you got quite a fan base. I got an email from Lewis in Bethany, France.
Wow.
He said he would love to hear you do the original Mix Up Kid.
Wow. We used to play France a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Well, it was second to Jerry Lewis over there as far as celebrities go.
I don't know about that.
He was the rock and roll Jerry Lewis. I don't, well, that's what somebody said with them. Like, I guess Jerry Lewis was really.
Oh yeah.
But we did really good over there.
I like what you said about that. Yeah, we play both kinds of music, rock and roll.
There you go.
That is awesome.
Yeah, of all the European countries, it seems like France took to it the most.
Yeah, you've got a big, really big fan base. The music is just so. There's no way I can describe. I started promoting it. What do I say? It's just, never mind. It's Webb Wilder. That's all you have to say.
That's good.
So it's, and by the way, I had this thing like at the first of the year, you know, the people who I got the most requests from, for, and you won.
Wow.
You
I'm
won.
Flattered.
If I don't play you, which I always do, but if I don't, you know, don't like really at first, I always get a phone call.
God bless East Tennessee, huh?
Well, worldwide, too.
Yeah.
Worldwide, too. Yeah.
We've been playing for years just east of here at the Down Home in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yes, somebody told me that.
Got a lot of fans up there. I'm sure we'll be there in January. We don't have a date yet, but we're there every January.
I tried to get down there. I had to work and couldn't get down there. I really hate that I missed it.
It's a good vibe place.
Yeah, it is very much so. Very.
Still get it as a vacation when we play there.
Yeah, we used to call it the cleanest nightclub in America.
That's good. That's
kind of like Aunt B had nightclubs, or.
I guess they were doing the non-smoking before a lot of people were doing
right.
It, you know, and, you know, well, not all night, but just like during the performances, and now I guess it's...
All night.
All night. Yeah.
The first non-smoking club I can remember...
Be Here Now.
Exactly. Be Here Now in Asheville, North Carolina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For around this part of the country. That was,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Kind of unusual, really.
Yeah.
It hasn't made it this far yet. I have a friend that lives in Georgia, and, you know, she said, you go in, sit at the bar, and what do you do with your hands, you know? And it, I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but I'm not sure if it'll ever make it here or not. There's some of the people you like, who you like to play.
Well, artists who've influenced me still are... I still really love, you know, Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe and particularly the stuff they did back in the day. And, you know, really love the Stones and the Faces and Jerry Lee and all the great, and certainly the Beatles, you know, but all the great American stylists, you know, from like Hank Williams to Ray Charles. I mean, you know, you just can't. It's not a short list.
Right,
boy, you know, holding it down out there.
But as a singer, I think, you know, I loved the pretty singers, like the Everly Brothers and the Beatles and people who could sing like choir boys, which I didn't really have the voice for, you know. But when I was a kid and I would hear Johnny Cash sing in his low, edgy, awkward voice and Mick Jagger and the Stones, that kind of gave me a clue that there was another way to go about it. And I think that's a real early thing.
That's really cool. I like that. And that's true. You will find good in everything. There's good in all kinds of music. Well, let's see.
I was just telling the guys today and yesterday I was listening to that. What is it called? That first country album that Ray Charles made in like 63, Modern Sounds in Country and Western or something like that.
Not sure.
It's just so great and it's so ahead of its time. It's unreal.
You're ahead of your time.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes that's not such a hot thing, like our film project, our Corn Flicks video we did.
Oh, I love that.
It was
that
about time. 7 seconds ahead of its time, and, you know, people didn't know what to do with it.
I love that. I think they tuned us out in the film.
Yeah, they're having like a pop festival in the other room or something. Jimmy will go in there and whoop some butt.
Y'all hold it down out there.
So what's the blue rock?
We cut a switch.
That's Don't Keep Off the Grass.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like they are having some fun.
Something.
Sounds. Where are you headed now? I know you're going to Nashville.
Yeah, we're just going back to Nashville, and then we're doing a lot of weekends, you know, and I've got the XM thing and all that, and we're going to be in Cleveland, Ohio at Wilbert's next Saturday, but we'll be in Wapakoneta, Ohio, a little bitty town, at the Rhythm and Brews on Friday. And Los Straitjackets have a big Christmas tour coming up, right?
That's what I hear.
Oh, I love your Christmas CD.
That was the easiest thing we've ever done.
And no sing along. I like that. I really like those. I'm a big fan of that, too. I like everything. That's just it. I guess that's how I got into doing this.
We're trying to keep November kind of blank so we can get some recording done, to tell you the truth. We're playing Nashville November 5th.
That would really be great. I know everybody would like to have... Like to hear.
I appreciate the fans that have stuck with me because it's been a long time. I mean, we haven't had a new album since 96, and until just re-released this first album, all 5 albums were out of print. 4 still are.
Yeah. So they're hard to find. They're almost impossible to find. The only reason that I found mine is found them used, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All 4 of them, you can't get it all unless you find them used somewhere.
Yeah, eBay and all that, you know, people... On my message board on my website, people are always talking about it. You know?
I guess you got to do a new one.
Yep.
Definitely going to have to do a new one. Definitely.
We thought we'd just recut all the old ones.
There's people who have suggested doing that, and it seems like a boring thing. You know, you've already been there, done that, you know, to recreate your whole album, you know.
Yeah, but...
It would be like working around the evil record companies that don't want to put them back out, you know.
Yeah. I know. We had a little bird cage in here for corporate radio, and oh my goodness! Well, let's see. We'll listen to a little bit more of your CD here.
Sure. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. You're more than welcome. You're listening to East Tennessee Zone, WDBX 89.9 FM in Clinton, Tennessee.
Uh-oh. Hey, can we hear that drum solo at the end of that song one more time?
Drum solo?
I was just kidding. I thought
you guys had a story to tell.
Sure. No, I was just saying that I don't listen to my own records much, you know, and I guess a lot of people don't, or maybe some people do. I don't know, but it was great hearing that just now, and I remembered that the way that came about was that... The Country Music Foundation, the Country Music Hall of Fame, put out an album back in the late 80s called Just Me and My Guitar of previously unreleased Hank Sr. publishing demos. And it was just him playing songs he had written with just his guitar. And that one caught our ear, and we thought, wow, nobody's ever done it with a full band. And we rocked it up, you know, and recorded it live, you know, and... I'm still proud of that, I think that was a good idea. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I like that, too.
And then the thing that was just about to creep on there is oddly enough, a Johnny Cash song that Warren Smith, the guy that did You Bang Your Stomp, did, called Rock and Roll Ruby. But we were into the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We thought we'd try to blues it up a little bit. And we recorded that at a guy's house, and I sang the vocal through a Fender amp.
You're kidding.
No.
I took my rhythm and on the outskirts of town.
By the way, this mic looks like it belongs in the Hall of Fame. This thing
is, I think it's from the 50s, I believe.
Winchester Cathedral. I mean, that is just... Wow.
I think we need to move it.
Looks like one of them big vitamins, folks.
I think we need to move it. Let's see.
Bob Audio Doll. It's R-O-C-A.
A space in the crowd.
Okay, you two scoot together. You look pretty together anyway.
All right. Well, we've got the same head.
Dream.
Go ahead and sing.
No, I'm just...
Oh, come on.
Everly's, you know.
I know.
Can't hold a candle to the Everly's. The Everly's used to sing live on the radio in Knoxville, though, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Not that I would remember that.
I did meet Don one time. It was amazing. I just... listen to those guys like crazy. In fact, an overlooked album of theirs, we all love their big pop hits, you know, but somewhere in the 60s, they made a country, at least one, if not many, but they made a country album for Warner called The Everly Brothers Sing Great Country Hits, and it's incredible. Great record.
I think we have that in there.
They do Silver Threads and Golden Needles and all that stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Send Me the Pill You Dream On, all that.
We have that one in there.
Send me the pill you dream on?
Yeah.
The pill you dream... I wouldn't know anything about that either.
Send me the pill you dream on.
Ecstasy. When you kiss me, I'm in ecstasy.
God, your voice is great.
Thank you, babe. Hey, easy to work. I can sing real low. You're listening to WDVX. That's the kind of DJ none of us want to be, right? The puker.
Exactly.
You're listening to WDVX 89.9 FM, www.wdvx.com.
Sounds like the girl on 89.5 jazz station in Nashville. Is it just like that?
And it's a girl, that's really scary.
Oh, that's bad.
That's really bad.
My favorite DJ is Mark Robbins. Mike Robbins at WLA at 1160 AM.
He's got his own thing.
Really?
He's like a classic kind of Don Pardo.
When I first started working the radio in the 70s, there was this guy named, well, I won't tell his last name, his first name was Doc, and he was the station manager, and he was an old-time announcer guy, too. And as you know, when you're really working in a churning it out little mom-and-pop make-a-living radio station, the jocks do the... Or back in the old days, they did the production, did the commercials, you know, in different local businesses are the clients.
Right.
He's doing one for some restaurant, you know. And but the thing he always did when he did a restaurant commercial, he'd always say, "And a garden fresh salad." It's just really had a way to do that.
The big guy here says, "Neighbor."
All right.
I like the guy for Emma's florist, the superlative florist.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's an Asheville florist.
But that thing has been gone for years.
They got this guy whose name should be Beauregard or something. Superlative.
And then there's George Bradfute.
He's out here.
He measures his words like notches on his pistol.
We just call him PP.
But, you know, standing right next to George Bradfute is Mr. Clark. And if Mr. Clark would come in here and say a few words, I'd really be honored.
I would be, too, but people keep hiding.
George's car?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it could be the transmission, and but, you know, you can pay me now, you can pay me later to fix it.
Is that what you told George?
Yeah.
Golly, well, that's how the cow eats the cabbage, from Mr. Clark. Mechanic right down the road from Plum's Body Shop on Gallatin Road. Near the knife and fork where local people eat.
I think you need to hear Tom comment now. He's got something he needs to play. Can you play cassettes?
we could really give you a scoop. You could be the first to play Tom's song about me.
Seriously?
I'm serious. They just demoed it. He's probably pushing it all over the state.
It's radio quality.
George and Tom are sort of like Mooney and Loretta Lynn driving around pushing this record.
You know, Dew and Loretta, you know.
But you gotta have a cassette player. Nobody's pretty in this duo, though.
Yeah, Tom gets horny and.
Whoa! Sorry! Can't say that on the radio.
Yeah.
Was in the movie. But...
Well, yeah, you can.
Oh, I know. No, but this is true. I'm not kidding you. He's got two different songs about me.
Well, I would really like to hear that. We do have capabilities. I don't think they're hooked up right now to play a tape, so you need to get that to me. What's it?
Oh, it's not on. You don't have a CD.
Oh, I don't have it in here. I just got it set.
Sorry, this is your big break.
I'm not ready.
You have to shell that dude for later.
This is the stuff that will ultimately be the legend of Web Wilder album. Kind of like Robin Hood.
Cool.
When I was a kid in Mississippi, I used to love to watch The Adventures of Robin Hood with Richard Green. I love the song, too. He called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still had plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. And then the arrow would hit the tree.
I thought about that in years.
It was good.
Yes, it was.
Start your Saturday right.
We must be somewhere around the same age, I'd say.
Well, I was in the Civil War.
God.
Sergeant Dork.
Yeah. He's real smoking coffee up in Shallow.
My great grandfather, Alan Franklin McClendon, was in that Civil War.
Really? Seriously?
He was, and he went back to Mississippi and started a family of 10, the youngest of which was my grandmother. But according to the Ken Burns Civil War special, 1/3 of the Mississippi Confederate veterans were amputees. So just the fact that he got back with,
was he Butternut Brown?
He could have been. What's the other one? Gray.
Oh, Gray. I think Tennesseans or Mississippians, one were Butternut Brown.
Well, so many of them boys weren't in uniform. They were barefoot and scruffy.
Well, and there was Gabardine, and there was not Gabardine. There was
Dissident.
No, Gingham.
That was a girl.
Yeah, that's a little nice.
They were Woolsey. And what was another kind of fabric of shirt they had?
Fleshy.
I don't know.
Shoeless.
That's a rough old deal, though. Man, Americans against Americans.
Yeah. That's sad. So
sad. They're all Irish, too, you know.
Every which way, I reckon. But no, that particular guy supposedly was in Shiloh and Gettysburg. He just defied all odds. And he went through the whole thing as an infantryman. Probably walked home from Virginia or something.
Oh, I'm sure.
Should we give a shout out to RB?
RB, your poster's on the wall, son. And
you float your talking heads up there on the poster.
But we play RB on cross country.
Seriously? I really like him. Really, really like him.
I've seen him do some magic shows with the full band at 12th and Porter in Nashville, which now we understand may close.
We have
the CDR now. They're back.
All right.
I guess there's no way around
it. No stopping it. This is a world.
We're taking over. Thunder, you're through, baby.
This is a world premiere of WEBB.
It's on 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
1 and 3. All right.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, we apologize.
What do you call this first one, Tom?
We call this first one, I Want My Statue.
This is inspired by the fact that as we go around the country, I'm poor, pitiful me, and talking about all the credit I have received, I always told them I want my own statue, like Buddy Holly has in Lubbock, you know. Only the difference is Buddy Holly deserves his.
And as do you.
Well mine could be made of not precious, you know, buffalo dung or something. I don't care what it's made of.
That's right.
It could be in North Dakota. But this is the song that was inspired by that.
All right, here we go, folks. This is the premiere.
There you go. World premiere.
Worldwide premiere.
I'm the king of the hill. I'm the full grown man. I hold the hoodoo witch in the devil's right hand. So why do you call? How long can't you last with the human cannonball?
what's the story with two bees?
That's some kiss-up rock and roll.
You betcha.
All right, y'all, gather around. Gather around. Come on. Gather around, everybody, and introduce yourselves.
I'm so glad you asked me that, Mary Lou, because as we meet our grueling tour schedule set by the loving public, we're only too proud to do it and go around America and play our songs and sell our T-shirts and, you know, have our dinner on the ground. So many people spell name like it's something a spider makes. With one B. People spell it W-E-B. Yet, Webb Pierce, big star, spelled it with two B's. Jack Webb, you know, two B's. So I don't get it. So I was always complaining about it. And Tom, you know, being...
The opportunist.
The opportunist and creative, you know, font.
Where did you rush to get the CD? Sorry to interrupt you. Where did you rush to get that CD that quick like that, too, anyway, huh?
Walmart. The band.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he had in the van. He and George have been working on this in George's Fortress of Solitude studio all week.
We didn't have
George turns out a lot of the things we play on. I say turns out, I'm kidding, but produces and records a lot of the records that we play on my show.
Oh, really?
Like Phil Lee and Jarvis and Jason Rainberg and Tommy Womack.
Paul Birch.
A couple weeks ago, I played that Tommy Womack, The Replacements, and last night I played a double shot of Phil Lee, Carl's Got Louise, and Blueprint for Disaster.
Oh, yeah. So you're right there at George's studio.
It's his fault.
That's your fault. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
He did Jason's Children's album.
Oh, I got that for my grandson. I've got a little 2-year-old grandson, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Oh, that's cool. Really cool. Oh, you guys want to introduce yourselves?
They're really zesty.
Help. I'm locked in the studio. I'm being held hostage.
We all met Jimmy Lester earlier, and he still is.
The darn flicking man.
And the guy with the 2 B's song is...
Yeah, that's me, Tom Dummett.
And hi, I'm George Bradshaw.
The Don Chaperone. And Mark Arnold, who is the fifth Beatle, is here tonight.
And former disc jockey at this very station.
And he's got his little Wilco T-shirt on.
He's a suck-up boy.
They mentioned you in the movie, I believe.
I see him all the time at every show. I think he calls me sometimes, too.
Impossible. Just breathe heavy. And
when my phone's not shut off.
We were going to call you a few minutes ago, you know?
That was wonderful. He's really sexy. I'll tell you what.
You know, I'm gonna do the Brian Wilson thing.
Your face turn red on radio.
It's a good thing they can't. Oh, gosh, you're
losing. Two bees.
Two bees.
Or not two bees. You know, I was actually going to put that in a bee.
Let me ask you something. Is this some kind of smoked mountain croquet? What is this? Hillbilly putter.
Yeah. Oh, there's some stuff in here. Oh, Freddy's.
That's a drummer discipline stick.
You know, this is the quality of stuff you used to get in Gatlinburg in the 60s.
I know.
Isn't it? Yeah.
When it was actually made in America.
Is Freddy's bicycle over there? Is there a little tiny bicycle? No.
I don't know, but there's some Bush canned bean mints right there. Like lifesavers.
Is that as opposed to Heinz?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bush's beans. You wouldn't believe it, folks. This is WEBB you're listening to. And Bush's best.
Goodness.
It's like a miniature.
Jesus Christ.
It's like some lifesavers disguised as a Bush's bean can.
That's what it is.
You know, every time we go up to Chicago, we like to talk like this.
Hey, don't
just for, I can't say that word. And giggles.
And giggles.
Yeah.
That must be like dung and giggles or something.
Yeah, something like crap.
Crap.
Crap. Crap and giggles. That's good. Or when I play a song, I can't say, yeah, well, what he said.
There you go.
Like that Warren Devon song I like to play. Yeah, what he said.
I like that. Maybe it was his second to last album, or was his last album we had. I was in the house when the house
burned down.
Was on the second to last
album. Yeah,
we got to play
yes.
with him, you know that?
We did, and he
Life Will Kill You.
We were on Zoo Records when we made Doodad, and he had been touring with this Canadian band
who had been acting as his band, and they were on the Zoo. They were called The Odds, and they turned him on to the Doodad album, and he had some really complimentary things to say about it.
But we played with them at the outdoors in Cleveland, down on the river up there in Cleveland.
They brought in sand to make it like a beach.
Yeah. And he played by himself though.
Yeah, he was recording it though.
Yeah. So I forgot all about that band called The Oz. Oh, there's your first call.
Oh, that went water. It's all sexy.
There's the FCC.
Who's
that? Could be the darn flipping man.
Who's that guy calling, making fun of Chicago?
Yes.
WBGX. Hey. Hey, Jeff. All right.
Quarter milk, sure. Just rub its belly and it'll go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll probably. I have Will Wilder in here. That's the reason I'm laughing. Yeah.
I've cried on the inside.
No, I don't do it. Let me have it.
Do we go to Blacker or is it like
8
or 6? I don't know. Blue turns to gray.
Yes, and
dry as you may.
Can we do our blue show now?
This is all on the air right now.
The others.
Well, I was taking a phone message and I thought I turned the mic off, but I didn't, so. I just said
now
here.
You got to hear every detail.
Yes, I just. I just.
Eggs and he said, what? And they did what?
And it was the big guy's son giving me the cell phone number.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's some people in their dorm rooms right now going, whoa. This is really weird.
Like that 70s show where they're sitting around the table. Oh, man.
Go Balls.
You know, there used to be a nightclub here that had someone paint a wall-sized mural of
the library.
It was the library.
It's called the library, and it's called other things later. The U-Club.
The
U-Club. Yeah. Anyway, it was a wall-sized mural of the It Came From National album cover, my face, you know, and I was kind of flattered in that.
Oh,
and the
wow.
Next thing that happened, though, is they made it a non-public area. So it's sort of like, you know, if there's light in the
it's
forest.
It's a wing place, man.
And no one sees it. And so, you know, like that Loved by Dozens thing that follows me around. But now they've painted over it.
Aww.
I got a picture of it.
They bulldozed it.
They took it down. Now it's like this 2 or 3-story wing of the place.
Were people down there trying to get pieces of plaster?
It's like the Berlin Wall, dude.
Trying to get rocks.
Yeah.
Got Wilder's nostril right here.
Kind of like the old Sox Field, huh?
Okay, I'd have to be down there trying to get a piece of the rock, too.
So where did we meet, Mark? At the down home?
I believe so, about...
In the van down by the river.
You were wearing an aqua taffeta of... No, I'm kidding.
And turquoise boots.
Yeah. I saw him in that same outfit. Yeah, nice.
Well, it's a timeless outfit.
We kind of had a mullet thing going on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
If I could turn back time...
If I could turn my time.
It's getting late.
I want Waffle House.
Oh, no.
3 days in a row. He's really pushing a Waffle House endorsement.
I'm Robert Goulet, dammit.
What do you
No, explain? That's just for man.
You don't join a band, you join a van.
Oh,
the band doesn't break up, the van breaks down.
If you want to learn auto mechanics, go on the road with a band.
Does your jaw feel dislocated after doing that jaw popping duet?
No, I got a little blush in my cheeks I didn't have before.
You know, I can't have this, but you don't let me talk in the straitjacks.
Well, you know, usually the mic gets turned off. They're just letting it rip, and we're running out of stick here.
Well, no, I mean, I go in there, and they go, you wait out there, and then Danny goes, mm-hmm.
Well, it's in the contract. Remember, don't use the mic.
Well, why do you wear the mask? Because they're cool.
Mm-hmm. We're recording this and sending it to him.
Just happened to be driving through town tonight.
Logged on.
Is this syndicated?
No, it's on the internet.
All right.
On the internet.
We're hearing you in Australia.
Well,
thank you.
Actually, yes. Have a couple people coming in this month from Australia.
Tommy Emmanuel?
No, I mean...
Yeah, he is.
Visitors. People who listen to me.
Australia is the most favorite country I've never been to.
I went there one time. Human Cannonball threatened to do something on the Australian chart, and Polygram, whoever it was that I had islands, sent me over there. And I've never, you know, did jillions of interviews and stuff, and lots of jet lag, and came back, and the record went straight down the charts.
Well, they found out you weren't a marsupial.
I didn't even see a kangaroo, but I saw some of those barkless trees. But, but when we rented the guitars, they had a Tommy Emmanuel model guitar. He's like Chet Atkins.
Yeah.
You know, they got barkless trees out in California.
Well, I guess I could have saved me a lot of jet lag.
I would have saved you a lot of time if you just gone to L.A. Look out there, man. I got that barkless trees.
That's hard to do.
You've really been too kind, Jeff.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure.
I'm gonna have to quote Risco Darling and say everybody on the truck here pretty soon.
Oh, you know if we take this mic with us? We want to use that on our next record.
Tony won't mind. But we do need to tell the folks the Wet Wilder Credo.
Definitely.
Run hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them.
Amen.
All right, boys, everybody on the truck.
Can I have my CD back?
Yeah, Tom's got to hawk that somewhere else.
I got to move on to the next venue.
He thinks he's going to get some kind of royalty check.
That's right. Royalties are going to be rolling in, baby.
We got to go over to College Station now.
That's right. College time, here we go.
That's where old Benny's at.
Oh, yes. You know, Gritty Paletti's coming back. I figure it's time for us to have some kind of renaissance.
There you go.
Now, what is that band? Talk Talk?
I don't know.
Okay.
Never mind.
Bye.
Child, child.
Thank you. Good night.
Let it all out. Linus and his friends must go.
You learned them. Thank you, guys, really, seriously, for coming in. Oh, did you? Let's see.
Go play Shout, Shout, Let It All Out without me now.
All right. Will do.
My hat turned green.
You're listening to East Tennessee Zone, WDVX 89.9 FM in Clinton, Tennessee, on the World Wide Web at WDVX.com. That's where we're two bees. On the World Wide Web at WDVX.com and in Knoxville at 102.9. This is Mary Lou, and you are out on the fringe. And we've had Webb Wilder and the gang in here. That was just really, really awesome. A lot of things. I really, really appreciate him coming in. Big, big, big fan. Unfortunately, couldn't perform, but that's okay. That's definitely okay.